Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So, Jimmy, bringing us back. Jimi Hendrix, that is. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. We have a mobile site, too, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com, that comes up in your in the small screen of your handheld smartphone, and it works great. It really does work great. We're proud of it, and we got more things coming there. I think we're even going to get the video pretty soon. We'll have the video on the mobile site, but you can go to the regular site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and see the video, listen to archives, listen to the current shows, read the most recent articles or the ones that have been posted there for years that are still valid, like some of the ones that Lee Branham has given us over the years, some of the things he's taught us over the years. Lee Branham's our good friend, our guest, and all the other 2,000 members of our Brain Trust right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lee is helping us understand why people leave. He's polled over 1 million people and asked them a lot of different questions, but one of the things they said was, why did you leave? We found out that number 5 on the list is insufficient pay. Compensation is not even in the top 4, folks. So don't get that. We burst that myth last time, Lee. By the way, Lee's book is called Re-Engage. That's the new one. Lack of simple appreciation has almost always number 1, isn't it, Lee?
That's right. You know, when I do my speeches, I ask people in the audience, how many of you get too much recognition, and nobody's hand ever goes up? Because of every 4 or 5 things, every 5 things employees contribute, only 1 is recognized. Mm-hmm. That's what the studies have shown.
Mm-hmm.
So we're missing a big opportunity for reinforcing and motivating our people by just not giving a simple thank you. It takes 5 seconds to say, I know you stayed late last night to finish that report. I just want you to know it really helped us to get it to the client on time, and it was really much appreciated. Thank you.
How much time does it take to say good job?
Yeah.
How hard is that? Good job.
Right. But
it's
got to be sincere.
It's got to be connected to. It's got to be connected to a good job.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you can't just walk around and say, this is my day to go recognize people. You know,
right.
I used to have a boss that would come around on Friday and say, hey, you're doing a great job. Take a couple of days off.
Well, that's I like that. I mean, I've been accused of doing that. I've gone into someone's office at 4:55 and say, take the rest of the hour off.
Well, that's good.
It
should be tied to, noticed something you did. I really appreciate
right.
it. That's really what worked.
What about this number 2 thing? This is kind of I'm not sure I know exactly what this means. Unfair recognition. What does that mean?
Unfair recognition means, like, for example, when you have a team of people that get something done, but one person who happens to be the team leader gets all the credit,
mm-hmm.
and great job team, but that you may have had one individual who was really the most important contributor, who needs some special
right.
recognition for really driving whatever that was.
And it might not be the company's fault. It might be that the manager who got the credit didn't share the credit.
Exactly right. Exactly
and that's
right.
something that the ultimate alpha member of the company, the CEO, the owner, whatever, needs to make sure that that's not happening. That there's no kind of there are no lids being put on teams, don't they?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And you should be able to tell that by the way your managers act, right? I mean, your managers ought to be giving you little clues about whether they're selfish with the praise or not.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And sometimes the single individual gets the credit, and it is really the entire team.
You know, so
it can work either way.
You know, if you managers take a lesson from football coaches, or basketball, or baseball, any sporting coach. If you take a lesson from them, don't listen to the golf pros, because they pretty much did it all themselves. But listen to the coaches, and when you hear them talk, when things go bad, they take the credit. They take the credit to themselves. They blame themselves. When things go good, they give it to everybody else.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
The next one was too little, too late recognition.
Yeah.
We hear this a lot in performance reviews where the manager says, well, you know, you did a really good job, you know, on that project you had about 10 months ago. you know, and that's the first time the employee hears about
right.
it. You know, it should happen.
It's got to be timely, doesn't it?
Exactly right. It loses all of its motivational power when the manager waits
right.
to give the recognition.
Right. So folks, this is really important. I mean, this is a great group of things here. Folks, this is a top four. Think about this. Lack of appreciation, unfair recognition, too little, too late recognition, and whatever they said, whatever they gave you, wasn't meaningful. What does that mean?
Well, everybody's a little bit different in terms of what kind of rewards are meaningful to them when they achieve something. For example, some people, you know, that they just want cash. Other people, you know, they want time off.
In terms of something above and beyond a pat on the back, you're talking about if
exactly
there's
some kind of
compensation for that was announced before or whatever, that if they got a little extra something or other, you know, they didn't want you to take them out to lunch. They might have taken lunch money, but they might not have wanted to go to lunch with you.
Good point. My co-author a few years ago was the number one salesperson for the company where he worked, and his manager gave him a set of pewter dinnerware.
Yeah.
And he never used it. It's still sitting in a box in his basement.
Well, is that because he doesn't have any friends to share food with?
No, he just didn't like the pewter dinnerware.
Be sure to tell him I said that. Tell him to get some friends and share that pewter. Cook him some food. Feed some folks. Get that stuff out of there. Hey, give us the website, Lee.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
Check it out, folks. Lee Branham, he's one of the best, as you know, and he'll be back with me right after these messages. 10 till. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.